Hello, everyone. This is Kathy Henry. I'm here with Karen Hager. We're happy you've joined us for Opening the Peaceful Heart Call for Love. Everyone is muted, and we'll be sending the link for the recording of this call to you tomorrow. Visit openpeacefulheart.com to hear recordings of past meditations. Today's meditation is about overcoming obstacles, especially as concerns about the pandemic continue with the spread of the Delta variant. We may feel obstacles popping up all around us. But we also have many options to explore new ways to care for ourselves and others while staying safe within our communities. Often obstacles become larger than life, and we simply need a new perspective to clear the path. We firmly believe that what we think we create, and when we take the time to show kindness, love, and gratitude to ourselves and others, we create a kinder, more loving, more giving world. We'll be together for about 15 minutes. Karen will get us started opening our circle and leading us through the guided meditation, which will include a few minutes of silence. She will then close the circle. By the end of the day Monday, we'll send you a link for the call recording. And in that email, we will include information about the next call, which will be Sunday, September 5th, and we hope you will join us then. And here's Karen.
Hi, it's Karen Hager. Let's open our circle, and as we do that, we join in a collective intention for peace and protection as we work together. Loving source of light and life, we join this circle with open hearts, with a desire for peace. Help us be present, fully present here. Unite us in love of spirit and love of each other. Let this space be a sacred, protected circle. And let the spirit of peace be among us right now. Amen. Amen. And so it is. Our circle is open. And as we come into this sacred space, just be sure that you're sitting comfortably. We'll breathe in and out with intention. We'll start by breathing in, 2, 3, 4, out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Let's do that a couple more times. You'll see that we're breathing out a bit longer than we're breathing in. And this is how we experience cleansing breaths, by breathing deeply and also releasing from deep within our lungs. It also helps to inhale through your nose and exhale through your mouth. So let's breathe in, 2, 3, 4, out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. One more time. In, 2, 3, 4, out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. As you come to stillness, it's likely that your mind begins to fill with busy messages from your brain. Your grocery list, the chores you want to finish up before the week starts tomorrow, anything you might be worried about from this weekend or the week to come, just observe those messages and let them float away as if you've released them to a passing cloud. It is so easy to become focused on the daily activities of our lives. We forget to take time to step back and gain a broader perspective. So just keep breathing calmly and quietly and let your brain notes go. Don't fight them, just notice and release them. We're going to take just 1 minute of silence right here to intentionally breathe and release the busyness or worries that you may be experiencing right now. 1 minute. Now your spirit should be feeling calmer and quieter. As you rest in this quiet space, picture in your mind something you wanted to do this summer. If you feel comfortable traveling, maybe it's a trip, or if not, perhaps it's a backyard visit or phone call to a friend or family member, a hike in a park you've wanted to explore, a new book you'd like to read, something you sincerely want to do, something you truly desire. As you imagine this, as you hone in and the picture becomes clearer, release any anxiety or self-judgment about not having done it yet. Just allow yourself the space to imagine freely. And now imagine yourself at the beginning of a path. This is the path that will take you to this desire. You begin walking, and the path is smooth and level, and it's easy and enjoyable to walk along it. There are many trees and colorful flowers around. Soon you come to a gate across the path. You can see that the path continues, but you have the choice now to go through the gate or turn back. You look at the gate and realize there is no lock. In fact, there's not even a latch holding the gate closed. You push and it swings open easily on its hinges, and you continue your journey. Now the path has turned uphill, and it's a little rocky. It's more difficult to travel, and you see that the path is cut into the side of a mountain. You're feeling a little winded, but you know that the beautiful experience you desire is at the end of this path. You turn a corner and suddenly see a large boulder that's in the path. Could this be what stops you? You look down and the path falls away, and the other side of the boulder seems to be attached to the mountain, and it's almost as tall as you are, too large to climb over. You touch the boulder and realize it is very soft. You pat your hand across it, and the rock flakes away. You have some extra water in your pack, and you pour a little of it on the rock. A large part of the boulder crumbles and falls down the mountain. A little more water, and the boulder dissolves to just a lump. A few kicks, and it's gone. And the solid path is right there underneath. You happily keep moving. The path is easy again and moves downhill into a meadow. Yellow, orange, and pink wildflowers are blooming all around in the bright sunshine. You can hear water running, and soon you see the path is crossed by a small stream. It looks a little too deep and is moving a little too fast for you to walk through. You look up and down the stream, and in the distance toward the woods, you see that a tree has fallen across the stream. You'll have to leave the path to go to it, but you know that if you follow along the stream, you'll easily find your way back. So you turn and hike downstream. Soon you come to the fallen tree. It's even larger than you thought, and the roots make steps you can climb. As you walk across the log, you have a better view, and you can see signs that you're close to your destination. You cross the stream easily and then hike back upstream, easily finding the path again. You're proud of how you moved through these obstacles, and now nothing stands in your way. A few rocks, a few places where the path is not entirely clear, but you negotiate them easily. And soon, you've made it to your destination. Let's take 1 minute and 30 seconds to enjoy this sacred space and to feel into a calm contentment. 1 minute and 30 seconds in silence. And now bring your attention back into this space we share. Bring your awareness to the sounds around you, the sensations, feeling comfortable in your space. And open your eyes if they've been closed and take in your surroundings, knowing that you can overcome any obstacle and move forward in the way that's safest and best for you. And now we bring our circle to a close. Loving source of light and life, we're grateful for this sacred space, this sacred time, and for the power of our collective intention. Guide and protect us as we go our separate ways, and keep us tapped into the energy of spirit, the inspiration of source in all we do. Amen. And so it is. Our circle is closed. If you signed up for emails from us, you'll get an email with a link to the recording by Monday evening. And you can always find tons of recorded meditations at openpeacefulheart.com. Feel free to share that site with your friends. We're always looking to expand this circle. If you want to share feedback or comments, please do. You can find me at karen@karenhager.com or just reply to one of the emails we send and it will get to us. Thank you to Kathy, who writes these meditations, and thank you for being here. We'll meet again on Sunday, September 5th, same time, same opportunity for high vibration, peaceful connection. You could have done anything during these 15 minutes, and you chose to focus on peace. We truly believe that as more and more of us do exactly that, we can turn any tide. On behalf of Kathy and myself, many blessings to you. Until the next time we connect, we are wishing you peace.